a Daughter Disney podcast. My name is Amanda. I'm here with my very lovely mother.
Hi, I'm Jeanette.
And her kitten is eating off the floor right now.
She eats everything.
Yeah, she's eating crumbs off the floor.
I vacuumed yesterday. Okay. She eats everything.
But I wanted to wish everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day. This episode, the week that this episode comes out, will be St. Patrick's Day later this week. So I thought to celebrate, if you don't know, our last name is Irish because my dad is Irish. I am not Irish by blood, but obviously my family is Irish. So we proudly celebrate the American holiday of St. Patrick's Day.
I'm fully Italian. We celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, because my dad is Irish. So very excited. This is also a huge milestone because this is our 50th episode. So
oh, wow.
Happy 50th episodes to us. So exciting. Okay. We're 50th episodes. We're almost to 1 year. We're two podcast episodes of our 1 year anniversary, which is very exciting. I'll have to plan something special for that. But yeah, but this is episode 50. So how exciting is that as well? So episode 50. And yeah, let's just dive into a little bit about Raglan Road. So all of the links that I kind of found this information from, I will link in the description because there actually is a lot. And there's a lot because Raglan Road itself is in Disney Springs. And so most Disney restaurants will have like their own website, like on the Disney website. So you guys kind of go to the Disney website and you read what's on the Disney website. Because this is a Disney Springs restaurant, they are kind of owned, not necessarily by Disney, but by other companies, but like built and owned by other people. So they have their own website called just raglanroad.com. So because of that, they can kind of shove a lot more theming and stuff just onto that website. So it's kind of cool just to learn a little bit more about Raglan Road and the Irish heritage of it. So yeah, so from their website, so I'm going to kind of be reading a little bit verbatim. Raglan Road, it is a taste of Ireland. Step into this spirited pub for a culinary journey to Ireland. Satisfy your appetite with traditional and contemporary Irish dishes made with the finest local ingredients. Feast on hearty favorites like bangers and mash, fish and chips, shepherd's pie, boxty potato pancakes, braised short beef ribs, or savor lighter fare like the salmon salad. Guests ages 21 and older can toast the occasion with refreshing libations. Choose from an enticing array of beverages including Irish beers, American beers, wine, cocktails, Irish whiskey, and more. You can also, of course, get a beer flight or a whiskey flight too. And while you dine and unwind, you'll be immersed in the energy and style of the Emerald Isle. The entire interior of Raglan Road was shipped from Ireland. So this was really surprising to me because this restaurant and another restaurant in Las Vegas, it's also by the same owners, built the entire restaurant in Ireland, dismantled it, shipped it to wherever it's going to be shipped, and then rebuilt it on the property.
I remember that.
Which is very interesting that they did that. It's kind of saying how authentic that this Irish bar really is.
And it is.
Make you feel like you're in Ireland. Like this.
I've been in Ireland. It is authentic. Yes.
I have not been to Ireland. Yes.
Yes. Man has not. But Joe and I have been to Ireland. And let me tell you, you get the feeling the same way as you would be in an Irish pub.
Yeah. So Raglan Road, where did the name come from? Raglan Road is one of the main roads within Ireland as a country. But it's because of Raglan Road, it was such a main well-known road. There's a famous poem called On Raglan Road. It is by Patrick Kavanagh. And he named it after, again, the Raglan Road in Ballsbridge, Dublin. In the poem, the speaker recalls while walking on a quiet street, seeing and meeting a beautiful woman. Although he knew he would risk being hurt if he initiated his relationship with her, he did so anyway and ultimately was heartbroken in the end. And it's kind of him reflecting on like walking down the road, reflecting on that relationship that he had in the past. So kind of about unrequited love a little bit. Although when you read the poem, I feel like there's this line. I wasn't going to read the poem. I'm still not going to. I will link the poem though if you like to go read the poem. There's this line about how he wined and dined this woman with like poems and love and all this like poetry and stuff like that, but it was never like enough gifts to give to her. And I feel like it made her sound materialistic, which I don't think was the intent of the poem, but to me that's what I got from it. But whatever, it was still a very lovely poem. The poem was then put to music when the poet Luke Kelly of the well-known Irish band The Dubliners in a pub in Dublin called The Bailey. It was set to the music of the traditional song The Dawning of the Day. So if you like to go listen to that, you also can as well. But I just thought that was kind of cool that that Raglan Road has a more story to it. There is also a bench outside of Raglan Road with a man sitting on it, and that is supposed to be Patrick Kavanagh, who again wrote the poem Raglan Road.
Now we know who he is. Okay.
All right, the logo for Raglan Road. So I never thought about this because I don't know who else would look at a restaurant and think that the logo had a backstory to it, but it does. So on the logo, it's basically these three interlocking spirals of a triskele is what they call it. This is an ancient symbol used at the entrance of the Nugarange, a Neolithic tomb in the country Meath, built in 3200 BC, which was over 5,000 years ago. Wow. It's a very Celtic looking type of symbol. So if you don't really know what it looks like, or Celtic, it's obviously a Celtic looking symbol. So, but it basically, it's kind of like three interlocking spirals. This triskele has been used ever since, and its meaning kind of depends upon who you're talking to, is what the website said. Sometimes people say it simply looks like three arms kind of like interlocking in motion, kind of like as if they're dancing. Celtic symbology, motion represents energy, action, cycles, progress, revolution, and competition, which I thought was kind of interesting. Some historians and artists artist also believes it could stand for other sets of three. So for instance, life, death, and rebirth, creation, preservation, and destruction. And even in the three Celtic worlds, the spiritual world, the present world, and the celestial world. So it kind of has like that theme of three going around.
Right.
And they said, we believe at Raglan Road that the Celtic concept of the interrelations between earth, water, and sky is kind of how the Raglan Road itself sees it. And especially as it kind of represents the essence of the land of Ireland, which is land, water, and life. So it's kind of like these themes of three, everything kind of interlocking in that cycle of always kind of, you know, I guess that cycle of reincarnation to a certain extent. But I thought that was interesting because, yeah, I never even thought about the logo, if I'm being really honest.
No, so, never thought about it. It's pretty.
The restaurant has free nightly entertainment. So it kind of changes depending upon what time of year you're going and who they currently have hired. Mm-hmm. But they do hire real Irish bands and Irish step dancers. Mm-hmm. So you can be entertained by singer-songwriters and energetic bands playing Irish tunes as well. And they often will play popular ballads as well as pub classics on different stages. So sometimes you'll hear like, I would say regular like pop music, so to speak, kind of set to an Irish tune. And other times you hear really that classic Irish music, like with a fiddle. And they also have, again, those Irish step dancers. So the Irish step dancers also come from Ireland most of the time. And they also, again, depending upon when you go, would depend upon like who's going to be dancing. So I guess it depends on their contracts and stuff. So I know
they rotate them.
Yeah,
in and
so
out.
I know they sign contracts with Raglan Road, not with Disney. So they're technically
they don't work for Disney.
Yeah, they work for Raglan Road. So it's kind of like one of those weird things where they're sort of working for Disney because Raglan Road is like on Disney property.
Right.
So it's one of those odd things. But yeah, but again, free nightly entertainment. Mm. They have that main stage. So when you walk into the restaurant, there's like this big main room where they're gonna have two kind of main stages. The main stage for the singers and the dancers, and then this like center podium where like one Irish step dancer can kind of dance to themselves. But even if you sit on one of the end rooms where you're not in the main room, the Irish step dancers will bring like a piece of wood basically to your area and do like a little dance for you too in your room. So don't feel like you're going to completely miss out on all the entertainment if you're not in the main room. You will still have some entertainment. But again, I know not everyone wants to be in that main room because it can be very loud.
Right. And you can always get up and people get up and go over and watch when they're entertaining.
For sure. So yeah, so I'd say you can get up and watch if you want to, but if you do find it to be very loud, because I do think that room can be quite loud sometimes, especially if you want to like talk to whoever you're with. Sometimes it is nicer to go sit in one with more off the beat paths type of rooms. All right, on Sundays or on the weekends, I think, yeah, both Saturdays and Sundays, they do the Roll Licking Raglan Brunch. So this is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it says, anticipate a menu packed with delicious Irish entrees, sides, and specialty morning cocktails, plus the rhythms of the Raglan dance show and, again, the music.
We were there once.
Yes, we were.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the big thing, the reason why we are doing this whole podcast this week is the St. Patrick's Day celebration. Mm. So join the festivities at the mighty St. Patrick's Day Festival. This is an authentic Irish celebration with lively entertainment and special surprises. And so every year they're going to have different things that kind of go on for it. So definitely make sure, depending upon when you're listening to this podcast, to check out what they're going to have. But their festival, if you're listening in 2024, is March 14th to March 17th. So it's going to be a few days, which makes sense because a lot of people obviously want to go celebrate.
Right.
So again, they will have lots of different bands playing and lots of different Irish dancers kind of leading up. This is to the mother of all Irish holidays, which if I believe, I think St. Patrick's Day actually isn't really celebrated in Ireland. It's more of an American.
Yes,
holiday.
More of an American.
Like it's a thing in Ireland, but it's more of like an American holiday than anything else. So, all right. So for instance, on here, I'm looking at the schedule right now for 2024. So on the main pub stage, they're going to have, it looks like, three different performers on the main pub stage. They also have a patio stage, which is outside. They'll have two different performers out there. And they also have a hole in the wall Fleetle sessions, which sounds like it's going to be a comedian. And again, they have a few other, I'm just like looking at what the main stage is. It seems like there's going to be a rotating, almost kind of like a music festival, multiple different bands playing.
We were there when St. Patrick's Day was happening. If you remember, we were in Disney Springs. We did not eat in Raglan Road, but they did have the outside entertainment going on when we passed.
Yes. Yeah, so it looks like the band's going to be Tida, Strings and Things, Men of Arran, Northern Crossing, the Connemara Ramblings, Echoes of Burren, and then the Irish Step Dancers as well, which they don't say exactly where the Irish Step Dancers came from. So again, multiple different bands playing across the weekend, and again, multiple days too. So if you want to go, make sure you get a reservation. You can make your reservations for this if you want to ensure that you're going to be there for at least part of the time.
Right.
But again, if not, they do have a bar, so you can always try to sneak into the bar and see if you can, you know, get a spot
food
at the bar.
Yes.
And you can order full menu also at the bar too. So just in case you can't get a reservation, try to go to the bar, maybe go a little bit early to stake out a spot if that's really important to you. All right, so some of the meal pricing in a general sense, brunch, lunch, and dinner will be $15 to $35 per adult. The hours is they do lunch and dinner. So basically from, it says 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and then dinner is 3:05 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Because they change the menu.
Yeah, a fun 5 minutes when they're not technically open to do the lunch to dinner rush.
Right.
They do accept the Disney dining plan. So they are one table table service credit if you're on the Disney Dining Plan. Annual pass holders can also receive 10% off. And I would say DVC members can also likely receive 10% off as well. Mm-hmm. So again, if you're a DVC member, just make sure you check that, since that is technically not public information. You have to be a DVC member to know what kind of DVC discounts you get. So they get 10% off. And this was different because, again, Disney Visa card members also receive 10% off.
Oh, wow.
So that's the first time that
I've
seen...
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Yeah, I know, that Disney Visa card members receive
something
special.
I wonder if they do it other places too.
I would imagine so, but this was the first one I saw that had specific discount that at least the Disney website highlighted this. Like, this wasn't even on the Raglan Road website. This was on Disney's website.
Wow, that's new information.
You can make your reservations via OpenTable. I think you can make them via Disney as well, but I would probably recommend OpenTable personally.
Yes, I tend to make all my reservations OpenTable for those restaurants that will take it.
Yeah, you have much more control on OpenTable, like personal control. And I also wanted to give a shout out to their quick service. They have a Cooks of Dublin quick service that's kind of, it's right next to them. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming they share the same kitchen with a little outdoor and kind of like a little bit of indoor seating. It's a much smaller menu, but you can often eat quicker there. Again, it's a quick service. You kind of can order, sit down and eat, and then you can leave
if you wish. It's like a fish and chips place.
For sure. Alrighty, now we're to all of everyone's favorite part is the menu. So I'm pulling up the menu right now. We're going to look at the menu. I will say Raglan Road's menu changes. Out of all of the restaurants we've been to in Disney, I would say
there's changes a couple of times.
Most frequently out of the most years. And by that, I mean like they will have things on the menu and then 1 year we go and it's gone. And then a few years it's gone. And then a few years later we come back and it's back on the menu.
Right. And they also have new next to a lot of things when we go.
Yes, they do. So for instance, as I read, I'll point out the new things right now, but just note when you go, definitely make sure you look up that menu to make sure that your family will like at least one of the things here. They do point out their vegetarian options as well with like a little leaf on their menu. Mm-hmm. So if you do have a vegetarian or vegan, they have that. And of course it is still on Disney property. If you have any food allergies, just let them know and they will accommodate. Right. All right. So in It's All to Savor, which is, I guess, their appetizers, they have soul soup, which is made fresh every day, it says, but it says this is like their soup that's going to change on a daily basis. So fresh soup. The two new items is Board of Beauty and Fish Convention. The Board of Beauty is an Irish egg, our cider house pork belly, Bang Bang's chicken, and two smoked beef and crispy onion sliders all on one beautiful board to share. This is $45. So obviously this is meant to share, again, to share. So it's meant for a couple of people to eat. I don't think we would ever get this personally.
A couple of their appetizers are like that.
Yeah, or like to share type of things.
Right.
And the Fish Convention is our house-made smoked fish cakes with chunky tartar sauce, pickled salad with honey mustard dressing for $17. I'm not going to read all the descriptions, but just to read, again, the two new items. Mm. They also have, it's kind of hard because, for instance, this item is called Sure, I'm Frittered. That's what it's called. If I just read that to you, you'd be like, what is that?
What is that? They do like to name this.
Yes. This is their vegetarian option here. It's a broccoli and corn fritter with a sweet corn puree and fire-roasted pepper relish. That actually sounds pretty good. I feel like I'd actually eat that.
That's not new?
I guess it's not new.
It wasn't on when we were there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember seeing that.
We've never seen that before. So obviously in the time we've been there for dinner.
Yeah, they've added more new stuff.
Yes.
Like I said, their menu
is... That's now the old stuff.
Yeah, their menu is changing. So again, this is probably going to be outdated.
They do change,
by the time you go. So sorry about that. They have an Irish egg. My dad gets this a lot, honestly, the Irish egg. This is a Guinness and onion sausage, crusted egg, Bushmills baking jam on a whole grain mustard aioli for $18. They also have Kiss Before Shrimp, Nom Nom Wings, Scallop Forest, Bang Bang's Chicken, Dalkey Duo, the Cider House Belly, and Pull the Box Steam. Again, these are what these items are called.
Right.
Can you imagine what some of these items are?
I know.
Yeah, Pull the Box Steam is an Irish style crispy boxy potato pancake with pulled ham hock and caramelized red onions with a Dubliner cheese sauce. Mm. So we'll say all their food does sound pretty good. And again, I won't go into the descriptions of all of them, but definitely make sure you look up that menu before you go so you can see for yourself what the items will be.
Right.
All right, let's go to It's All to Devour. So this is kind of their entree, so to speak. So again, I'm going to read the three new items first. Mm. So first we have This Time It's Chowder. That's what they call it. Mm-hmm. This is a creamy Irish seafood chowder with smoked haddock, salmon, cod, Atlantic strip, and Guinness, and treacle bread and Kerrygold butter for $30. My dad loves Kerrygold butter.
I think he's had something similar to that before.
Also on the new is the Slow Lamb, they call it, which is braised lamb casserole with root vegetables, rosemary, topped with thin sliced potato for $30. Mm. And the other new item is the Dublin Deli. This is house-made chicken curry with aromatic steamed rice served with papadum and traditional condiments on the side for
$28. I didn't have that one.
And the vegetarian and vegan option they currently have right now, which this is also new as well. This shepherd went vegan. So basically it's farro barley, carrots with wild mushrooms, green onions, peas, and rutabaga topped with olive oil, mashed potato, and burnt onion gravy.
So it's a vegan shepherd's pie.
Yeah, basically.
They always have that. I'm surprised they say it's new. Maybe they put something new in it.
Yeah, not sure. But some of the other items they have is bangers and mash, which is the classic. The OMG burger, which is a burger with Irish bacon on it. This is what my mom really loves. she's had it a couple
times. Yes, because I'm not a big Irish food person.
Yep, they have the Salmon Run, which is roasted Atlantic salmon. Worth the Weight beef sandwich, which is a 12-hour braised beef
that type actually of sandwich. Looks very good.
It does look good, actually.
Yes, I've seen pictures of that. It does look very good.
Yes, they have the Risotto Nua. This is also vegetarian, but it's not vegan. But this is wild mushroom risotto, sauteed spinach, confit, tomato, and parmesan. And you can add chicken or shrimp to it because of the parmesan is not vegan, but it is vegetarian. The Shepherd's to Die for pie, your classic shepherd's pie. Right. Gnocchi see, gnocchi do, which is a gnocchi dish with gnocchi with scallops and pork belly, and also a white wine butter sauce. Now You're Talking chicken sandwich is basically fried chicken. Chicken pie do try, which is chicken, wild mushrooms, and leeks in a white wine cream sauce. Serious steak, 10-ounce sirloin. Fish and chips, the classic, if you just want your classic fish and chips. Me Ma's best chicken, roasted Springer Mountain Farms chicken breast with Raglan signature potato cake, confit, butternut squash, grilled tenderloin broccoli, and sauteed spinach and roast chicken gravy. Let There Be No Rush pork, which is 12-hour braised shoulder, champ mashed potatoes, sauteed cabbage, crispy bacon, carrot puree, a lot of pureed vegetables.
Pureed vegetables, yeah, that's Irish food.
Braised bee beef, the Raglan salmon salad, that salad with chicken, and crispy cream goat's cheese salad. So that is all the items kind of on their menu currently. But again, definitely make sure you look up this menu before you go.
They do have the hamburger. They do have the chicken sandwich.
The days before you go too, because I remember one time we looked up the menu and we were like, oh, great menu. Yeah. And then we went there and the menu was different.
Right.
So
Amanda had a harder time eating than we did because they really
did. They do have some sides. They do have a house salad. The house salad is not good. Would not recommend. Don't get the house salad. No. Sorry to say that, but it was not good.
They used to have a Caesar salad.
Yeah, the Caesar salad used to be decent. It was a pretty good Caesar salad, but they took that off and now they just have a house salad. And again, I would not recommend it. Sorry to them, but I didn't think their house salad was very good. They have onion rings. Phenomenal.
Yes, 100% recommend those onion rings,
though. Yes. We get those sometimes. We just go to the bar
just
for
hanging
drinks.
Out. When we dump daddy at the bar and tell him to wait there while we shop, we go back and have onion rings before we go to dinner.
They have chips, which is French fries, but they're calling them chips. Seasonal veg, mashed potatoes, of course, it's Irish.
Right.
And garlic parmesan chips. Again, garlic parmesan French fries. Those are also super good, too.
Yeah, they're pretty good, too.
I have had those.
Right.
And also, just a note, too, it says a gratuity of 18% will be added to parties of 8 or more. Just thought I'd point that out, I guess.
That's high, because sometimes it's 6 or more.
Yes. All right, let's go to the brunch menu now. So that was the all-day menu, is what they called it for lunch and dinner, but now this is brunch. So brunch, again, it's only served Saturday and Sundays and between certain times. What were the times again? Let me look up the times. Let me go back in my notes here.
Yeah, we just...
Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the only time you can get this specific menu.
Yeah, we just happened to fall in there one time when we sat outside and Daddy ended up having one of the brunch items.
Yes. So I'm just quickly looking at the brunch menu right now. It looks like most of the items are the same. They have a little bit less in what they call starty stuff in like the appetizer section. But then in the brunch section, they have a bit more items here. Right. So I'm just going to read over the brunch section since the lunch section is going to be the same as what we just read. So the new item here on the brunchy stuff is the High King's Barbecue Salmon, House Smoked Barbecue Salmon Filet with Hash Brown Potato Cake, Poached Eggs, Hollandaise Sauce, Confit Grape Tomatoes for $23. Some other items they have on here, they call it the Full Irish, which is a full Irish breakfast with Cheshire Heritage, Pork Irish Banger, Black and White Pudding, Bacon, Roasted Tomato, Mushrooms, and Fried Eggs with Hash Brown Potato Cake.
It was a very nice platter.
Yeah, I could definitely see my dad loving that. My dad
loved it.
Like
absolutely loved it.
The next item is called It's Okay to Drool. This is why I can't just read the titles of things on this menu. Our famous bread and butter pudding, French toast style with vanilla mascarpone, mixed berries, hazelnut crunch, and crispy maple glazed bacon. I would love this without the bacon. That sounds so good. I love French toast. I've gone through like a French toast phase.
Interesting.
When I was a child, I was more of a pancake girl. Now I'm a French toast girl.
French toast, but that sounds pretty interesting.
They have the Irish porker, which is cider glazed pork belly, poached eggs, smoked potatoes on corn puree, wild mushrooms, spinach, and confit tomatoes. The pancakes Dispora, which also sounds good. This is house-made fluffy pancakes mixed with berry compote vanilla whipped mascarpone. The beef Benny, which is just basically, Benny eggs. All this and eggs on top, which is a pulled, slow braised beef with breakfast potatoes and eggs essentially on top. The hipster's lament. This is so funny. This, what do you think a hipster's lament would be? What is hipster in your mind? It's basically avocado toast.
Oh, I should have known that. Avocado
That's why
toast.
I think that was so funny that they call it hipster's lament. It's basically,
I'm telling you, the people who write this menu are like, they sit around and probably hysterically laugh while they make up this menu.
It actually sounds good. It's smashed avocado, Irish bacon, and poached eggs on sourdough bread with chive butter, roasted tomato, and a hash brown potato cake.
Yeah, I'd like it without the eggs.
me without the bacon.
The bacon, me without the eggs.
And then Scrumpet City, which is Eggs Benedict, basically on a little crumpet. The last thing is Stars and Scrumpet Breakfast, the best of the U.S. and Irish with applewood, smoked bacon, crispy breakfast potatoes, and your choice of eggs on a buttery toasted scrumpet, which I thought thought was kind of cute. So yeah, so that's kind of the that brunch menu. So if you go for brunch, you can get the special brunchy items. But if not, then no worries. You'll just get, you know, you can just get the all day menu, which is also pretty good too. And the last thing I just wanted to read off was the dessert menu, because they do have a specialized dessert menu with just a few items. The first is Got Chocolate, which is a double chocolate mousse, caramel sauce, chocolate nut crunch, and chocolate brownie. The Cheeseberry Bake, a baked strawberry cheesecake. Gurr's Bread and Butter Pudding, like you've never, it says like no other you've ever had, believe us. So I wonder if it's that good of bread and butter pudding.
Bread pudding, so.
And Crumble at the Knees, which is apple and blackberry crumble with caramel sauce, vanilla custard, and ice cream. So I will say we never get dessert here because Disney Springs has so many good bakeries.
And by that time, when you're just finishing dinner, we're like, nah, let's not get dessert here. Let's get someplace else. Yeah.
So I will realize I did not read the drink menu off. So they do have a lot of drinks, a lot of fun cocktails, obviously a lot of beers, as you can imagine. Right. So, and they also separate out their drinks for kind of like the regions and where they're from, like where the beers come from, which ones are on draft, which ones you can get in a can, as well as all the different whiskeys.
It's a very big bar too. Yes. With a lot of bartenders.
Yeah. As many whiskeys as you can possibly imagine, they're going to have it. Lots of the Irish whiskeys, Scotch whiskey, and American whiskey. And again, a good detailed, you know, cocktail list if you want a cocktail, as well as some wines. I will say their wine list is very small in comparison, but that's because
it's not a wine drinking place. This is not a place you go to have wine.
Yes. Yeah, so you're coming here for the whiskey and the beer, or maybe like a cute little cocktail,
right?
But definitely not for, you know, a fancy glass of wine.
Yeah, this is not the place you're coming to get the best wine to sit and savor.
Yeah, it's funny. Some of these whiskeys don't even have prices. No. So that's when you know, everyone. That's when you know. So, but definitely make sure you just check that out if you're a big whiskey connoisseur. So yes, that's kind of what I had on Raglan Road. A lot always going on Raglan Road.
It's a fun place to go.
Yeah, one of our family's favorite restaurants. We go there a lot because, again, my dad is Irish. He says he's fully Irish, but, you know, his mother was not from Ireland.
No.
So he's probably not fully Irish.
He's mostly half Irish.
Yeah, but he's half Irish.
But they do tend to favor their Irish
side.
Yeah,
we embrace our Irish heritage. Yes. My partner is also Irish as well, although when he did his 23andMe, he would not like if I'm saying this on the podcast. He actually came back more English, like British, than Irish.
But that's okay. But again, still got Irish in him.
All on the same island for the most part.
Right.
But yes, but he also identifies as being Irish as well. So again, he also really enjoyed this restaurant when we went there too. And my brother also loves this restaurant too. My brother is also Irish. He loves this restaurant.
Everybody loves the restaurant. I think you have a little bit more problem because they, little by little, they're adding some more vegetarian stuff.
I would say the two main things they had, the mushroom risotto, which I'm sure I would really like because I do love mushroom risottos, and the vegan shepherd's pie. Mm-hmm. Those are the two items. The reason why I have not ordered them is because they are $30 each, and that is a lot of money for us to spend on a meal that I may not like. And that's why I tend not to ordering those types of meals, because I worry I'm going to order this big shepherd's pie that's vegan and then say I don't really like this because I don't really eat a lot of fancy foods like this. Again, I've said this in previous podcasts. I'm a very plain eater. Yes, I'm vegetarian, but I'm a very plain eater. Even before I went vegetarian, I've always been a very plain eater. So sometimes this fancy food that's vegetarian style, that's expensive, it's kind of a waste on me.
See, that's me too. A lot of times it's leave this off, don't do this, don't do that.
I don't
But when you're a vegetarian, it's a little harder to do that.
Yeah, because you end up just eating a bunch of sauteed vegetables, you know, shoved in different various things to make it look fancy. So that's kind of what this vegan shepherd's pie is just sauteed vegetables in a little shepherd's pie, you know, a little thing to make it look fancy.
But yeah, definitely. I mean, they do have different things for different people, and you can ask them to leave things off and put things on. And it's entertaining. It's a restaurant where you get entertainment. It's fun. They've got drinks. It's casual. It's, you know, it's just a lot of fun.
So the last time we went there, I actually ordered off the children's menu. The children's menu is not on the Raglan Road website. I do not know why. It's only on the Disney website. So you can just go to the Disney website to check out the children's menu. But one of the items on the children's menu was mac and cheese. So last time I did order just an adult portion of macaroni and cheese. And I will say it was, well, it was not bad, but it was cold. So I probably should have just asked them to like warm it up for me, but it was pretty cold. So if it wasn't cold, I think it would have been better, but it came out cold. And so I didn't really like it that much. And again, I have had their house salad. Not good. Would not recommend. Maybe they got better over the years.
No, we've gotten to the point where, like I said, we do go to Raglan Road.
Well, their Parmesan truffle fries, phenomenal. Onion rings, phenomenal.
Good. Right.
I think next time I probably should try that mushroom risotto, because I think I would love it, because I do love mushroom pastas. I think the thing with me and risotto is that I'm not a big rice eater in a general sense. Like I prefer pasta over rice. So whenever I see risotto, I just never order it, because I'm like, well, I don't really care to eat a big bowl of rice. I'd rather eat a big bowl of pasta. So, and that's just personal preference. So, you know.
Well, that's why, like I said, lately we've been taken to going and ordering the fries and the onion rings at the bar.
At the bar.
We, like I said, we sit Joe there and tell him to sit there and have some drinks while we go shopping.
Yeah,
and then
he gets his Irish egg.
Right, he gets his Irish egg, and then we come back and order some onion rings and fries and hang out and, you know, pick and do whatever. So, like I said, any of those restaurants, you can, you know, mostly do that, pick and choose, you know.
For sure.
But Raglan Road is fun. The food is good.
And I think one of the best parts about it is that the entertainment is free. So I say free, I mean, like, you're paying for it through your meal and drink. Like,
yeah, but you're paying that kind of money for every other restaurant too.
I will say this restaurant does seem to be a bit more expensive over other restaurants, even in Disney Springs. But again, that is because you're getting all this entertainment, as part of your,
you're getting
experience.
The feel of being in Ireland.
For sure. And it is such a great, I really like the restaurant a lot, even though sometimes I have a hard time eating. Again, the menu has changed over the years. I'm sure by the time you go again, the menu will change again.
Right.
So make sure you keep out to see when you go what those new items will be. Make sure you check, and I would say check the menu like days before you go, not like when you book your reservation 60 days in advance, because again, it could change.
No,
so it's good to know and make sure that your family
will enjoy it. It's a very busy restaurant.
I mean, for sure.
Their reservations, they
fill up. Again, there's indoor and outdoor, depending upon the time of year. Florida, sometimes you want to be sitting indoors, sometimes you want to be sitting outdoors.
It's very hard to get a walk-up table if it's a busy season.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, now everything's busy season. It's very hard to get a walk-up table.
Yeah, and definitely this week for St. Patrick's Day week,
going
to be real busy. But yeah, but happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. It is one of our beloved holidays.
Go bra.
You know, bringing luck from the leprechauns, you know. So, all right, we're going to transition to just a little bit of Disney news. This is a very pre-recorded episode. We're pre-recording almost a full month in advance, so I do apologize if this is so pre-recorded. In our real lives, I recently started a new job. And so I've been a little bit busy in like my real life, if I'm being honest. And I feel like this is obvious, but we do not get paid to make this podcast. I always joke around with people like that. It's like when I say I have a podcast, they think this is my job. And I'm like, I would love if we could get paid and this could be my main income, but it is not.
Amanda's got too much going on at one time.
Yeah, maybe one day this will become our main income. But yeah, we don't have a Patreon or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So just a little bit of Disney news is that first that it is rumored that Disney is developing a stage show for Tangled. So there's no word on this, if this Tangled stage show would be like for Broadway or for it be one of the cruise ships. So we don't know, but it is saying that they are developing a stage show for Tangled. So I'm super excited. I kind of hope it would go to Broadway since I don't really go on the cruises very often.
Yeah.
I feel like most people are saying it's probably going to become a cruise ship show though, is what everyone's saying though right now. But I think it would be cool if they did do a full Broadway show for Tangled. I wonder which investors they'd have to get to invest into the Tangled show. I'm not really sure. But I also wonder too how successful that would be, because if we think about the Broadway shows, the most successful ones of course have been The Lion King and Aladdin. Those are the two main successful ones. The first show that ever went to Broadway for Disney was Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast did have a really long run on Broadway, but then it did get taken off, of course. Currently, Lion King is the longest run show. Then Aladdin went on Broadway. Aladdin's still going pretty strong. The other show that was also on Broadway was Frozen. I would have thought that Frozen would have done better on Broadway, but it didn't. And I think the reason why is because Aladdin and The Lion King have such long history of fans that even people who come to visit, you know, New York City for the first time, maybe they're like, well, we got to see Lion King. Everyone loves Lion King. It's such a famous show to be on Broadway.
Well, I think the props at Lion King get them.
Yes.
And I think Aladdin, the costumes and the music gets them.
Yes. And I think Frozen, as much as it is popular and beloved, I think it's also very more modern, I would say. So it's more of like a newer type of movie that people love rather than like the classic Disney, which is kind of more like the Aladdin and like that Renaissance era of Aladdin, Lion King.
Right.
And I think Tangled will have that same struggle where it's a bit more of a modern type of movie that people really love and again, beloved. But again, it may not have the same success that Aladdin and the Lion King is going to have. So I do think maybe if it goes to a cruise ship, it will see bigger success on a cruise ship, whereas on Broadway. Oh, there's also The Little Mermaid too. The Little Mermaid, I think, had the least success of some of them, which is honestly pretty surprising since The Little Mermaid is pretty beloved. But I think maybe the struggle with The Little Mermaid is that they're underwater and it's very hard to, I think, adapt a stage where the main character is supposed to be a mermaid swimming underwater to a stage show where she obviously cannot do that. So I think that's the only reason why The Little Mermaid didn't do as well as it perhaps could have done.
Right.
So unless maybe the technology gets real good for stage shows and they can make her swim around that stage. So who knows? I guess we'll see in the future what it looks like. But The Little Mermaid was good. I have seen bootlegs of The Little Mermaid and it was a good stage show. I think they did a great job on it. But again, perhaps just not as successful and as beloved as The Lion King and Aladdin. Although every once in a while, I always feel like Aladdin's going to go off Broadway. Every year, I'm waiting for that announcement that Aladdin's going to go.
I'm surprised it hasn't yet, but I got to tell you, it was phenomenal.
Yeah. So right now, also in present day, there's a big run of Beauty and the Beast in Australia right now. It's the first time the Broadway version of it in Australia is having Beauty and the Beast. That's having an extremely successful run in Australia, given they've never had Beauty and the Beast before. So you'd imagine have a pretty successful run at first. There's always been rumors that Beauty and the Beast is going to be revived for Broadway. So I'm really hoping those rumors are true and someone does decide to invest in Beauty and the Beast on Broadway and make it more, again, like the technology more modern. Because I would love to see Beauty and the Beast again on Broadway.
I would too. show.
I think, didn't we see Beauty and the Beast on Broadway?
Yes, yeah, we did.
I remember it. The specific scene I remember is when Maurice gets attacked by the wolves, actually, because I remember that scene when I was a child.
I remember the dance scene with her and the Beast. I can see it in my eyes, them dancing on the stage.
Yeah, that one unfortunately has faded away, but I think it's because when the wolves attacked, it was like puppets that were attacking him, like people controlling puppets, and I remember being very scary because I was a child at the time, so it was very scary to see like the character attacked by these puppet wolves. But that's the only scene I really remember. Yeah. So I would love to see it again.
Yeah. It was years ago.
The first Broadway show for Disney. So so I was definitely young when I saw it, but again, would love to see it again. So I just thought I'd shout that out because I think that's really interesting. And I think it'd be interesting to see how they would do Tangled in a stage show, whether it be on a cruise ship or on Broadway, like how they would do her hair, for instance. And how they would have that actress walk around on stage with having such long hair. So I don't know. Again, in canon, her hair is 500 feet long. That is a lot of hair if they're going to do that in real life. And of course, in the parks, her hair is always braided. So you always see it in that big braid that she walks around with.
Right.
And in the beginning of the show, it can't be in a braid, of course. So like, I'm just not sure how they would do it. So I'd be really curious. Also, the Haunted Mansion Lounge on the Disney Treasure has had its first sneak peek looks. It looks so cool, honestly. I would love to go on the Disney Treasure. So they say they're introducing a new character. It's not really a new character because this character is in the Disneyland Haunted Mansion, but it's not in the Disney World Haunted Mansion. But his name is the Captain. He's described as a jovial captain who entered the ghostly realm after a disastrous dinner with his beloved fiance. So apparently he's going to, I guess, be one of the main characters here on the ship, which I think is so cool that they're bringing in like a fun character, like a nautical character like that. They're going to have a new soundtrack in this lounge that's going to be reminiscent, of course, what we hear in Haunted Mansion. There are a lot of themed drinks and food that are there. I'm not going to read any of them because the list was very extensive.
I think that's cool that they're doing that, though, going towards the dark side.
And the big thing is the Donald Duck chair. They're going to have a hidden Donald Duck chair. I think, the hidden Donald Duck chair is in the actual Haunted Mansion, I think in Disneyland again, but they have replicated it and you can sit in it now on this Haunted Mansion lounge on the Disney Treasure. I would love to go in the Disney Treasure and see this. I'm not even that big of a diehard Haunted Mansion fan. I just think it would be so cool
to see this lounge.
So I would love to see that. So yeah, just some news there. And the last little bit, this actually came out a few weeks ago at this point, but Tiana's Bayou Adventure will be opening this summer of 2024 in Disney World in Magic Kingdom. So this date has been pushed up because originally it was supposed to be, I think, at the end of 2024, but they're saying that it's not going to be at the summer of 2024. No exact date yet as of recording. Maybe by the time this comes out, there is an exact date. And we did get a first look at the new Tiana animatronic. She looks absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
It looks so cool. She looks so real, honestly, and they said this is based off the technology that they used in Hong Kong and Shanghai for the Frozen animatronics that are there. So again, same type of technology there. So it looks so good. Again, no more of like the projected eyes.
Yes, good.
that look a bit odd to a certain extent. So I'm glad that they don't have that. And also I would say too, this has never happened to us because we don't really go on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train that often, but apparently on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, someone said they went on it and when you go through the mines, you see all the seven dwarves in there and they have the projected eyes on them. But someone said for some reason, the projection was not working. So they didn't have eyes.
Eyeless? Oh
and
my
they
God.
Said it was the scariest and creepiest thing they've ever seen in their life.
I
and they
imagine.
Were like, that was not good. Especially
a little kid would be traumatized.
Would be like, close your eyes. Don't look at the dwarves, child. It's
like, poor kids. She'd be like, putting your hand in front of their eyes.
I know. I've heard it looked really creepy and scary when they saw it. And apparently, I've only ever heard one person report that. So I'm sure it was like the one ride, like it broke down and they were like the
only train
that
stopped
it. But I heard it was a bit weird. So I can't imagine if that happened on Frozen Ever After if you saw Anna and Elsa without their eyes.
Oh my God. That would be scary.
So luckily, Tiana will not have that problem because she will have real eyes.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to see her. And they also said, too, that Disneyland will have their Tiana's Bayou Adventure open later in 2024, which makes sense because they closed Splash Mountain in Magic Kingdom first, and then like 6 to 8 months later is when they closed Splash Mountain in Disneyland.
Yeah, so they're a little bit behind.
Yeah, so they're a couple months behind just in construction. So yeah, so Magic Kingdom will open first, apparently this summer, which is very exciting, although by the time we go, it'll be in February of next year, so we'll see it.
We'll see it when
not
we go
until
then.
2025 is when we're going, so we'll miss it when we go, but that's okay. All right, we have one birthday this week, one more Pisces to add to the list, and that is Helen Shaw. She is honestly someone I feel like most people would not know who she is because she is in the newest movie for Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny, that only came out like last year or 2 years ago. So in the brand new movie, she plays the main character's like daughter or something like that from like one of the previous Indiana Jones movies. I will say we're not big Indiana Jones movie fans personally. My dad really likes them, but I was never a big Indiana Jones fan. But yeah, but Helen Shaw, her birthday was March 12th. So happy birthday to Helena. Sorry, I'm saying her name wrong. It's funny because Helena actually starts off kind of as like a bad guy, but then she turns into a good guy in the movie, which is kind of funny if you think about it. But it was a good movie. I did see it in theaters with my partner. So funny enough. And that transitions to our final segment, which is our Disney memory. So do you have a Disney memory for today's podcast?
About Raglan Road?
Or about anything. It could be Disney Springs related.
Raglan Road, I remember that when Luke graduated high school and we went to Disney as with his friend. And then we all went. And then our friends met us. And we sat in Raglan Road, and I remember the soccer tournament was on.
Yes.
And I remember sitting in one of those side rooms, and they actually, which no restaurant in Disney has TVs in the restaurant, they actually had wheeled in a gigantic, like, 52-inch TV to the end of the room.
Was it a TV or was it a projection? I can't remember.
I don't know what it was big. It was a big screen.
Yeah, I don't remember now.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big screen, and they played the game while we were watching, thank God, because, you know, both my son and his friend were soccer players. So we were all excited, and they won. America won.
Yeah, there was a shootout
who they were
at
playing.
The very end.
Whoever they were playing, they won. So it was a fun time. I mean, it was just that kind of jovial atmosphere in the restaurant to begin with. And then we sat there and watched that game and had a really great time with our friends, and we were a big table of people. And I remember that. It was really, really a fun night.
I remember that too. It was really fun. From my memory, I was going to share how when Gideon's Bakehouse first opened, Gideon's Bakehouse is right across from Raglan Road. So at first, when it first opened, and sometimes even now to this day, you have to join a virtual queue. And then when your virtual queue is up, then you have to go wait in line in a real queue.
Which takes forever.
It's kind of weird how you, and then sometimes you wait in line to sign up for the virtual queue, and then you're on the virtual queue to just get into another line. So it's literally a series of three different lines to get into this place just to buy a cookie. But I remember we went to Raglan Road. I had signed up for the virtual queue. I think this was the first time we were going to Gideon's because we had not been there before.
No.
So I was very excited. So this was like, for me, this was like top priority. Like I really wanted to go see Gideon's. So my queue, of course, came up right when we were sitting down to dinner. So I was like, all right, I'm going to leave. And we debated it. I was just like, no, I'm going to leave. I left. I got on the real queue line, waited in line about 40 minutes or something like that.
We ate dinner.
My parents ate dinner.
That was the night she had the bad salad.
Yeah, I bought the cookies. I came back out and we got the cookies. Now that was the first time we had Gideon's cookies. And then after that, my parents then did come in with me because they wanted to see what the inside looked like of Gideon's Bakehouse. But I do remember that because it was kind of funny. That I was just like, wow, we're really hinging on the fact that I just waited in a line to sign up for a virtual queue, to wait in the virtual queue line, to then go wait in a real line, to then go
buy cookies
for $6.
Yes.
So it was like kind of funny if you
but
think about it.
But that was Amanda's priority. The cookies were the priority.
And I do think Gideon's cookies are something special. They're very unique.
I love Gideon's cookies. I don't care what people say.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say that it's like, oh, it's the best cookie in my entire life. But it's a unique cookie. You can't really get that cookie around here. They're unique. So I would definitely
say
if you can.
It's like a cross between eating like a cupcake and a cake and a cookie, but it's got a cookie texture.
But they're not a cake cookie.
No, they're not cake, but they're just really good.
Yeah, they're very good. I definitely, and they have good flavors too.
I mean, you can't sit down and eat one whole one at one time. At least I can't.
You get the pistachio toffee one.
I get the pistachio toffee one.
There's a lot of flavor in every bite, and I love that about their cookies.
Yes, I could never sit down and just eat one whole cookie. But it's just great because it's like you could have a piece and then put it away and then
say, that's how we tend to eat it.
I could have my cookies.
Yeah, just break it apart.
I do like Gideon's cookies.
Yeah, no, I love Gideon's cookies.
They're a treat.
Yes. So that's why I was saying that was the first time we went to Gideon's, or first time I went to Gideon's.
We kept saying, you think she's coming back? I don't know what to do.
I know. And then it came back and had that gross salad.
Yes, luckily she had just ordered a salad, so it wasn't like her food was getting cold.
And then I had the French fries, which were great. Love the French fries. And then I was just like, honestly, who needs this when I have cookies now?
Right, now she has cookies. You know what it is that technically there's so much to eat at Disney Springs that even if she just had French fries for dinner, she could just go out and have something else.
Yeah, there's so much food at Disney Springs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I thought I was just thinking about that. I just thought it was funny. But I do remember that soccer tournament because that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun. That was like a fun night at Raglan Road.
But happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone who is celebrating.
Yes.
Even if you aren't celebrating, I recommend you do celebrate. I think holidays are just fun in general. So happy St. Patrick's Day
to
everyone.
There's always a reason to celebrate.
And thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast. Let us know if you have go to Raglan Road for St. Patrick's Day or if you've been there before. I will have a dedicated Instagram post on our Instagram at Spaceship Earth Design that will be linked in the description of this podcast. So make sure you give us a comment, or if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment down below about what your experience at Raglan Road is. Do you have a favorite meal there? Have you had the mushroom risotto? Should I try it? Do you think it's worth the $30? I think actually it's like $28, something like that. But is it worth the money? Should I try it for sure? Should I be brave and try risotto? Again, do you have a favorite band that plays at Raglan Road? Do you love the Irish step dancers? Would love to hear your thoughts. Again, make sure you give us that review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify too. So thanks so much for listening, everyone, and we will see you real soon. Bye-bye.